name is Dan, and I welcome you on behalf of Seeking Our Inner Being team.
Thank you so much, Dan, that you called me. Probably we'll have a good conversation, let us say.
Today we are happy to receive Palani. Yes. Thank you very much for having accepted our invitation. Just a few words to remind us of the purpose and the framework of these interviews. And we would like to invite further viewers and listeners to consider that the search of our inner being is not an out-of-reach goal, but instead can become a very practical routine. And that, furthermore, once established, this intimate relationship can bring much meaning to one's life while considerably alleviating the burden of the human stuff. Let's have this interview as honest and led from the heart level as possible. Dear Palani.
Yes.
Could you tell us, are you in contact with your inner being? And if so, how does it manifest?
Inner being has got many meanings. And I don't know whether you are asking about the psychic being or inner being. Inner being is a very broader term, and psychic being is a very specific term to refer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which you are wanting me to talk.
Yeah, you're true. Because initially we were thinking about our psychic being. So maybe we can consider to, if you're okay with that, to talk much about the psychic being. Would it be okay for you?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure. Because I feel that one of the great contributions by Sri Aurobindo and Mother is bringing out the psychic being in the people. And the psychic being, as they say, that it connects with the divine, and the divine is trying to act through the psychic being. And in general, in our life, we have the mental, vital, and physical beings, but they do not act together. Each one of them act in their own way. And probably that is the problem which we encounter, because there is no harmony. Once the harmony is established between these things, probably the life will be much better. Mm-hmm. But many attempts have been made to unite them, but somehow or other they have been escaping in their own separative waves. Then probably it was one of the great attempts by Sri Aurobindo and Mother that a being from the inner connecting to the divine, if it is created, probably if it is developed, they wanted to call it as a psychic being. But the psychic being also exists in Vedic times, in Christian times, in Buddhist times. But according to me, the practical possibility of bringing out to the core, to bringing out in the present situation in the minds of the people, you know well that ashram, they call many, they don't call them as disciples, they call them as sadhaks. Because they aspire, they want to evolve further. And when they aspire and when they want to evolve further, they naturally try to develop themselves, the psychic being. Mm-hmm. So the psychic being, according to me, gives a lot of relief to all, because once we get connected with it, So our activities are so coordinated because neither the vital nor the mental nor the physical, they don't act in their own way. They are trying to cooperate with us, and that's how I feel the psychic being is one of the greatest contributions, a very practical contribution. And if people come in touch with Sri Aurobindo and Mother, somehow or other they make it to happen. That is what is my experience. That's how I am speaking about the psychic being.
Okay, so regarding this relationship, this intimacy that you have built with your psychic being, how does it manifest in your daily routine? Is it something that leads you to behave in such a manner, or how is it possible to discriminate such things within ourselves, within yourself, in your experience?
Yeah, we human beings always rely upon the logical mind. Mm-hmm. Suppose we want to do something today, so we plan in the morning, we do that. And our plans may be there, but sometimes it doesn't get executed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't go in a harmonious way. So we have conflicts, we have problems and other things. But once the psychic being comes in action, this type of problems doesn't occur at all. For example, if you plan to do some kind of a lecturing today, or if you plan to do some kind of a counseling today, the person may come, may not come, according to the logical mind. But according to the convenience of the psychic being, that person ought to come. Somehow or other, even if he has some problems, if he is unable to come, but your mind, your being, has thought that he should be available to you. So this is how the psychic being acts, and whatever the difficulties he had, that time it gets solved and he comes to you. This is one of the experiences which I had in my execution of the professional way of thinking and other things. So here it is not the logical mind acts. The logical mind is good, and all the developments in the world is happening probably through logical mind. Mm-hmm. But there should be a help intuitively through the process of the coordination of all these beings together. And this coordination is being given by the psychic being, and even without your knowledge. So this is one of the things which is happening. Later when we think about it, oh, this has happened because the psychic being was very active and other things.
Oh, do you mean that given all these different beings that we have within ourselves, the vital, the mental, the physical, and the psychic, at some point the psychic is taking the lead,
yeah,
of all the
coordinating
and coordinating,
yeah,
and then it leads to harmony.
Yeah, this is how I felt.
But does it mean that the lower or the vital or the mental being are not anymore?
No, that I won't deny, but what I'm trying to tell, whatever they are trying to contribute, it doesn't perpetuate into a conflict. Mm-hmm. So that is being taken care of by the psychic being, and it doesn't mean that they don't act. They act.
Okay, they continue.
Yeah, they continue to act, mental or vital or physical, they continue to act. But whatever that they are trying to do, it is getting coordinated Yeah. And the execution becomes more and more good. So the, you feel the harmony within yourself.
Palani, could you tell us a little bit on your daily practice? If you have some specific time in which you dedicate yourself to a specific practice, or is it something which is constantly underlying your life, your routine, or do you have specific slots in the day that you practice, or could you give us more details on that?
Probably Dan knows that we have what we call it as a matram, supposed to be the mental health clinic like.
Yeah.
And people come there on allotted times. And once they come, we try to understand their problems. And later we ask them to come through sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Through sessions, we try to give counseling or more intensively psychotherapy. But we never go in for drug interventions. We don't prescribe drugs and other things to alleviate the problems. But it is left to the institution outside, but we don't do it here.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly we do counseling and psychotherapy. So for that, according to me, to put it more frankly, that I, as soon as a person comes and sits before me, I pray to Mother, you give me the best that you want to give to that person. I would like to be only an instrument, not a person trying to give out of the knowledge which I have got through my studies, practice and other things. I totally leave it to Mother. It's very frankly, very frankly. Maybe my colleagues also do not know this, that I am revealing it. So the person whoever comes and sits before me, I pray to Mother, you give what you want to give to the people. That way I open myself to the being, the greater being, and probably the psychic being is getting coordinated with the divine. So the divine gives the whatever the things, counseling, psychotherapy, to be told to them. And it happens, and what I have found that many people have come out of their difficulties and problems. Maybe it is my guess, but we have to ask. But because if they don't come back, that means their problem is got solved.
Yeah,
or they may be perpetuating their own problem. That we don't know.
So this is for your professional activity.
What about
your personal, when you are at home with your family or when you are alone?
Yeah.
How is it with your practice?
It acts in the family also. It acts in the outside world also. Like, this is what you asked me, specifically how it is helping you in the profession. That's why I have told you this. Mm-hmm. But it's not restricted only to the profession. It's also within the home, within the people we are moving, within the environment where we are going. So everywhere the psychic being takes care of, and it acts. It's that is my personal experience, but it is the experience. This experience can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is my conclusion.
Okay. So you mean that your psychic being is constantly at the front, whatever circumstances you are living in?
This question, sometimes it is in front, sometimes it is not in front, in the sense that we should activate it, no?
Mm-hmm.
There are three principles what Mother always says. You aspire, you reject, and you surrender. But the receptivity, if it is to come, we should be in a position to receive it. Sometimes we find that we are not in a position, but we don't want to receive it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That,
so So we close ourselves.
Yeah, very much. That's what is happening in Auroville. I don't know. I won't tell Auroville. Yeah. It's happening.
What about the traps? According to you, are there some traps in this spiritual path to be connected with our psychic being? Is there something we should be cautious about?
One thing is that we should not pose ourselves. So sometimes we try to show as if I have spiritually advanced, I am in contact. Okay. This and other things, you know. I should not project myself as if I am an achiever or as if I am in contact with the divine and other things. Because it also happens. Mm-hmm. Because the people try to say that I am in touch with the divine. I am Sri Aurobindo's real disciple, real psychic sadhak and other things. But we have to be very careful because this brings in lots of ego adamancy.
And arrogance and everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything more, any other traps that you would like to people to take care about?
Yeah, they have to be very truthful to themselves. That is another thing.
Truthful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I have if I have some deficiencies, I have to accept it as the truth. But if I want to conceal the deficiency, if I want to put a break to the deficiency, not to be seen, then the progress, I would say progress doesn't happen now. Or whatever the progress happening, it may get hampered. All these problems are there. Mm-hmm. Because always spiritual practice, we have to be very cautious. And because sometimes spiritual practice is being taken as if we have achieved something great in the world. It's not so. Never, never, never anybody achieves the spiritual progress. Even now, that's why Mother and Sri Aurobindo tell that we go on developing, we go on developing, we have now stopped. We will never stop also. Our consciousness will get on, going on, going on, and we will further and further develop. That is one of the great things which again Sri Aurobindo and Mother are putting to us.
Mm-hmm. Is there a significant moment that happened in your life that you would like to share with us about this psychic being?
Yeah, so many things have happened. But probably one of the great things which happened to me in 2003, mm-hmm. I happened to fall on the ground with giddiness. And I was unaware of it. I was just counseling a person, mm-hmm. client. I fell on the ground. So they have, or the doctors have found out there is an aneurysmic, that is the blood clot in the brain. I don't know, the mother took care of the whole thing, and now I am speaking to you. This was not assured of me. I was probably I have to call it, probably the death was wanting to take me out. Mm-hmm. But probably I will come out of all this. Every moment, my spouse used to say, that every moment was planned by mother. And everything, I had underwent the brain surgery in Velour CMC. And after that, the doctor has told that the surgery went off well, but we do not know what will happen later. But they told to her that my walking, my other functions may get deteriorated if it happens. Mm-hmm. But it has not happened at all. That is one of the greatest truths. Everybody sees, even today sees, it is in 2003, now it is 23, 20 years now I am happier. And this difficulty probably she has timed it very well. It happens to many people, many of the people who have gone into the deathbed, who have come out of deathbed by praying to Mother, they all tell. As you asked me, it is one of the incidents which I am able to recall and tell to the people that the total care, the protection is being given by Mother.
Protection is there at any time.
Definitely, definitely it is there, if you want to believe.
Thank you so much, Balani. Is there anything else you would like to share to be complete?
Orville, I like very much. And it's a collective yoga. And it makes you, when you get involved here, it makes you to progress further and further, evolve further and further. But if you get into any difficulties, what is happening here, probably that is one of the things which we have to avoid if you want to progress further. That will be my sole request to all the Auravillians.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.